from time to time, different arms of Christianity are referred to as being this or that type of Christian. For example, one might be an Easter Christian, while others are Christmas or focus more energy on the incarnation. Some are even referred to as Good Friday Christians, implying that their focus is more on the tradition of atonement theories, which require that Christ died on the cross for our sins. The focus of these Good Friday Christians tends to be more on the sinful nature of mankind than the resurrection and its freeing love and grace. To my knowledge, there has never been any group within the Christian family referred to or that refer to themselves as Palm Sunday Christians. And there's a reason for that, at least as we have the Palm Sunday Passion Tide incorporation that we have. At the very least, to refer to oneself as a Palm Sunday Christian could be misunderstood to imply that one is confused. One minute cheering on the triumphal entry of Christ into the city that would hail him king, and then joining in the crowd shouting, "Crucify him," in the nearly next breath. On the other hand, to claim Palm Sunday as the descriptor of one's faith leanings could be interpreted as a realization of the fickleness of our human nature, one that is well demonstrated by Peter's denial of his relationship with Christ. And whether we are Easter Christians, Incarnation Christians, Good Friday Christians, or all of the above, here we are at Palm Sunday, Passion Tide. And what are we to make of the reality of this day that begins with hosannas and ends with death? In so many ways, this entire day seems absolutely absurd. It seems contrived and far-fetched at first glance. This story, if it happened at all, happened so long ago and so far away. One minute the people are cheering on their would-be king, and just days later, or in this service, moments later, the crowds are worked up into a frenzy death call for him to be crucified. And as we reread the Passion narrative during this service each year, it is that call that catches us up short when we realize that we too would deny Christ, yell, "Crucify him," deny his messiahship over our lives. And it is in that moment when we realize our place in this story that we realize that the events that happened so long ago and so far away are not so absurd. The change of heart that comes over the crowd is not so contrived and far-fetched. Our breath is sucked out of us as we realize that we too could be part of that dreadful crowd. The crowd that goes with the flow, that doesn't seem to stop to think about the depth of the reality of the situation. That we might be included in those who are part of the crowd, those who deny, those who ignore, or succumb to the groupthink, rather than taking time to think and struggle for ourselves about what is truly the right course of action. Each year, as we enter Holy Week through the gate of Palm Sunday, we rightfully are reminded of the cross, that dreadful, horrible instrument of death. And we pray that we may walk the way of the cross with Christ. And as we pray this prayer, we are surely reminded of the plea of the brothers of thunder, James and John, when they asked to be given seats of honor at Christ's right hand and at his left as he enters his kingdom. And remember, Jesus says, "Do you know what you are asking?" And they hastily reply, "Yes, we do." And we listening to this whole interchange know that no, they really do not. They don't realize that in order to enter this kingdom, one must first die. For Christ, that death is death on a cross. For us, that death is death to self, to self-interest, to ego in Freudian terms. For us, that death involves a total change of direction, to turn around, to not be directed and driven by those things that are hollow and shallow and life-draining, but to turn our focus and be directed by Christ, following the example that leads to life. James and John did end up being baptized with the baptism that Christ was baptized. They did die for their faith. They followed the way of the cross in a very literal way. We will probably not be asked to do that in a literal way. But in each moment of each day, we are asked to make choices and decisions in the light of that cross, to not go along with the crowd, but to be led by Christ and by his example, an example of humility, of giving freely of oneself, an example above all else of love. And as we end the Passion narrative reading today, we have a sense that there is little or no hope. The one soldier who stood by guarding to assure that none of Jesus' followers removed him from the cross before he was dead finally realized that he had been innocent all along. The only other person in this narrative that seemed to have the right realization was a criminal hanging beside him on another cross. Why did those around him not see sooner? Why did the centurion not know before he was dead? And if he did, why did he not do something? A good man named Joseph, a member of the Sanhedrin, provides a tomb and a place for Jesus' lifeless body. Could he not have provided an alternate course of action to that crucifixion? He was on the council, for God's sake. The women hung around long enough to get the information they needed to come back with the spices to prepare his body, take care of it after he had died. The disciples are nowhere to be found. Life has gone back to the way it was before Jesus. Only it's a little sadder now, a little less hopeful. And maybe that is why no one claims to be Palm Sunday Christians, because the Palm Sunday narrative ends where you're left with full awareness that we human beings are flawed, that we cheer Hosanna in one moment and call for crucifixion in the next breath, that we are fickle friends and deserting disciples. On Palm Sunday, we are brought face to face with the cross and met with our own responsibility of taking up this cross and following Christ. The walk is not easy. It is not without struggles. Giving our lives over to Christ is not like flipping a switch. It's something that we must commit to doing time and again, over and over. Let us again today commit to taking up the cross that leads to death of self and life in Christ. Amen.